Walt in the Morning, Sunny 101.9, Halsey with Without Me. 8:11, Monday morning, it's the 10th of May. I'm Walt Lindela. With me in the studio is Bob Hendrickson, Executive Director of the Greater Ishpeming Nagani Area Chamber of Commerce. Regular update, good morning.
Morning, Walt.
Well, actually some things to update on, including some events and activities as we're all kind of trying to peer through the, you know, the periscope and look off into the foggy distance of what may be coming this summer. You have a few things that are moving ahead.
Yeah. I mean, it's still, you know, a game plan. You know, it's not going to
absolutely.
This is what's going to happen.
As we've been saying all along, it's a fluid situation. Right.
We've all learned that word very well, and pivot and all that kind of stuff. Right. But yeah. So right now, the Ishpeming City Council approved the 4th of July parade, which will be on July 3rd, actually, this year, and then the fireworks. As far as how those are all going to play out, I think the 4th of July committee is to see what the new round of restrictions or recommendations from the state come out as.
And those restrictions have already, you know, recently changed, and they may very well change by the end of this month again. Trends seem to be indicating that these events at least should be able to happen in some sense, right?
Sure. I think that's what we're looking at. It's like, there'll be something to do this summer, and we're looking forward to that. And we're all, I mean, all of us as a community know what to do, like, you know, keeping physical distance from people, not in your groups, get vaccinated if you're feeling that's the way to go. You know, respect the face mask where that's being asked to do, you know, so those kind of things are still going to be played out. And I think that we'll have some stuff going on.
Are there any other updates that you've heard from any other groups, or are they sort of all just kind of feeling it through right now?
Yeah, I think, you know, so Mishigami is doing an artesian fair on June 26th. They're going to be doing that all outside. Be able to space that out quite a bit. The Gus Macker is a big one. They're going to have to do a lot of adjustments, and they're going to expand the courts. So they're not, you know,
the court space, court. The footprint from place to place. This is Ishpeming, of course.
This is an Ishpeming Gus Macker. And that committee has been working on a game plan. And one thing with this is that if you're going to do these events, like these, any of these participation events, sign up early. Because there probably won't be a spot there the day of, or you might not even be able to sign up the
day of. The other thing is, too, is that with a lot of these groups that are putting these things on, this across the board around the county, you know, that they're always looking for volunteers to help with this. This year in particular, I know it'll be important to have volunteers to do these things. And if people are comfortable and they want to help out, then they should, right?
For sure. Yeah. And, you know, all these groups are members of the Chamber of Commerce. We're a conduit to help people connect with them. So if there are questions, give us a call at 486-1111, and we'll direct you to the correct people that you need to talk to.
Bob, some good news is that there are some businesses getting going, new ones in the West End.
There are, yeah, and then we're growing our membership at the same time. There's a good economic building going on in both downtown Nagani and Ishpeming. So we're looking, you know, at some new businesses. I think both city managers, Nate Heffron and Craig Cugini, have been very proactive and welcoming new businesses and accommodating.
You were mentioning before we went on for this break that it was about three in this Nagani area and a few more out in Ishpeming.
So what we have, so in downtown Nagani, there'll be three businesses opening up this summer. Campfire Coffee, they've been on the build for several months now. Right close to opening the doors. Another business that'll be opening up in June is Love and Bicycles. New bicycle shop, not so much focusing on the mountain bike trend that's going on, but more the utilitarian. They're going to really emphasize using the Heritage Trail and kind of those kind of bikes.
Sure.
UP Brewing Company, which has been kind of like on the back burner for a long time.
Yeah, we've been hearing about that one for a while.
And they're really close. They got their brewing equipment in, and they're looking to get something going in this summer. Exact timeline would be, you know, determined.
One of the other things that I do talk to people about, too, here is that the city of Nagani currently is looking for public input on ideas for the future because they're in their master planning process. And I know it's through the city of Nagani that you can check that out and find out more.
Yeah, definitely. And then, you know, I just met with Nate last week, and he's encouraging everybody to take this. Anybody that has any interest in downtown Nagani, give their input of what their vision would be to, you know, to see.
Some other things in Ishpeming also that some businesses are retooling, reopening. And
yeah, there's going to be some new stuff coming up. We have a Massage with Kim. They're a new massage group that came up from Marquette to relocate into Ishpeming. We have a little coffee hut in front of Jubilee Lodge Coffee.
Yep, yep.
And that's been a good following. They're starting to build up well with that. Rehome Construction, which is Kate LaFave, and she's done several reinventions of this business for a number of times. Mm-hmm. But they're going to start focusing on some small construction projects that people need help with or can kind of like, you know, help enhance it. Finishing contract.
One of the things I know you mentioned also is these businesses are becoming members of the chamber. And mm-hmm. if there are people that want to find out more about membership, they want either a business, individual membership to get involved with the chamber, help promote the West End. How do they do that?
Yeah, give us a call at 486-1111 or go to our website, ginc.org.
It's Bob Hendrickson with us this morning. He's Executive Director of the Greater Ishpeming-Negaunee Area Chamber. Thanks for your time.
All right. Thank you for having me in.
And if you missed any of our interview with Bob, we'll have some highlights at our website at sunny.fm. 820 on a Monday. It's Mark and Walt in the morning.